This is Dom from domskitchen.com, and you are listening to A Little of This and Some of That. Big game day is quickly approaching. It is Super Bowl weekend, and I am sure that many of you are already planning your big game day parties. No doubt one of the signature foods that appears at a big game party or any type of party or get together is pizza. Today I want to share with you some of my ideas and suggestions on how to put your personal touch on a homemade pizza party with a variety of ingredients and cooking methods. So today we are thinking outside of the box. The pizza box, that is. Game on. Making homemade pizza can sound intimidating to those who have never tried it, especially if you have little or no experience with making breads or doughs. Now, while the dough is the backbone to your pizza, the truth is, you don't have to make your own pizza dough in order to get a killer homemade pie. Instead of mixing up your own dough, you can get fresh or frozen pizza dough at your local supermarket or bakery. There are also a variety of tasty pre-made pizza shells and flatbreads that make for a perfect homemade pizza. We keep flatbreads and mini personal pizza shells on hand often in case somebody in the house ever gets a hankering for a quick homemade pie. And if you really want to get experimental with your pizza dough, try giving a whole wheat or an herb dough a try. Trader Joe's has a nice selection of pizza doughs. I use them often, and they are both very tasty and really help open up new avenues for delicious homemade pizza pies. Now that we have the pizza dough covered, it's time to talk about the fun ingredients that actually do cover pizza dough, the toppings. Mozzarella and a traditional red sauce are the golden standards for a pizza topping. And while homemade pizza pies made with these toppings can be quite tasty, you can really rock out with whatever ingredients or tastes that you prefer. By simply changing up your cheeses, you can add a whole new dimension to your pie. I do love mozzarella on my pizzas, but instead of adding shredded cheese and sauce, I often prefer to add fresh sliced mozzarella with slices of Roma tomato and some shredded basil. The classic Caprese pizza. Blue cheese and feta are two other cheeses that I like to use as pizza toppings. They are a bit more flavorful and pungent than a traditional mozzarella, and they work really well on a white pizza, which of course is topped with bits of garlic and extra virgin olive oil. Want to add some more dimension to this type of pie? Try adding some chopped artichoke hearts, black olives, or shredded greens such as spinach or kale. If you like meats on your pizza, try skipping past the predictable pepperoni pie and get creative with different sausage toppings. I recently went to my local butcher and bought a few varieties of chicken sausage, which were flavored with artichoke and white wine, and my favorite, roasted red peppers and Parmesan cheese. I baked these links, then fine chopped them and mixed them together and used them as a topping on a white pizza. And this, my friends, was a pizza that was out of this world. If you are a regular reader of my food blog, you may remember the recipe that I shared last summer for crab gravy pizza, which was my brother-in-law Shane's brainchild that I helped bring to life. Crab gravy is a summer staple in my family and many families from my old neighborhood of South Philadelphia. And this pie will no doubt make a few summer appearances on my dinner table. My favorite homemade pizza has to be the prosciutto and arugula pie, which has become a fan favorite as of late in many area pizza parlors and bars. This is a white pizza topped with mozzarella or fontina cheese and prosciutto, baked until the prosciutto is nice and crispy, then topped with a fresh layer of arugula. Now, I've had it where the arugula was actually cooked on the pie, but I prefer the taste of the fresh arugula on top, which is how I prefer to make it at home. And for an extra special treat, drizzle it with a bit of balsamic. Fantastic! So now that I shared with you some of my suggestions on homemade pizza, why not put these ideas or your own creations to use at your next party? Making homemade pies is actually a really fun thing to do, especially when you are with your relaxed, fun crowd. Just put out a bunch of toppings, pick up some flatbreads, and allow your guests to custom make their own pie. Just 10 minutes in a hot oven and the meal is done. Better yet, throw them on your grill when you're outside when the warmer weather rolls around. And if you have kids, forget about ordering a box of greasy pizza for their birthday parties and let your kids and their guests create their own personal pies. We've done this for parties for both of our daughters and it went over really well. It gives the kids another activity to do at the party, and because they made it, they will most likely enjoy it even more because it's their creation. So there you have my ideas for thinking outside of the pizza box. And you still have a few days to stock up on your shells, flatbreads, and toppings for your big game day party. And before I sign off, I just want to remind everyone to please take advantage of the Amazon banner that now appears on the right side column of my food blog. Just simply click on this banner to get redirected to Amazon when you want to make a purchase. There are no hidden fees or costs to you, and you get what you want for the same advertised price. Because you are going through my site, Amazon will share a little taste of the profit with me. So you get your merchandise, Amazon gets the sale, and I get to keep this food blog up and running. I'm Dom from domskitchen.com, and thank you again for listening to A Little of This and Some of That.